York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeedy. Hi, how are you? Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Big Radio Show on this Tuesday, the 28th day of August, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and okay, boys and girls, we have, we're truly down to the dog days of summer. I mean, the week, have you noticed how many people are missing this last week of the month of August? I think the reason for it is, at least traditionally, I don't know. I've heard now about so many places that school starts at some weird time in August, but the fact that it used to be, I don't know why they changed the rules. It seemed to work perfectly fine before. They had to add in more teacher training days or something, but school always started the day after Labor Day. So everybody sent their kids back to school on September something, which meant that the last hurrah of a summer vacation was the last week of August. So here we are, and I'm here, and you're there, but there's a lot of people. I mean, it's noticeably different, the lack of people out there commuting and so forth and so on. So you know what I want to get to, Andy? I forgot to tell you about this. I want to get it in here somewhere. I want to start the show off today talking about whether or not Google should be regulated, search engines, tech companies should be regulated by the government because of Donald Trump's early morning tweeting on that subject. So since he tweeted about it this morning, we'll talk about it this afternoon. But I also want to get into, are you getting a rash of spam phone calls? I am getting a ton of them. I'm getting about three or four a day. And the gimmick is, which is such not not a gimmick, is they have this way to spoof a phone number so that it uses your area code of your phone and the first three digits of your phone number. And I looked at that and I thought, yeah, they're all, I mean, there's just a ton of them coming in. Oh, it must be a neighbor calling me. Oh, I'm sure. No, it's not a neighbor. It's some goo wanting to sell me something. And there's just been a ton of it. So I got this app. There's a couple of them around. Let me open this thing up here because this is from AT&T. It's called Call Protect. And there's another one called Hiya, H-I-Y-A, Hiya. And it will keep track of your phone numbers that call you. And then you can say, if it's in your contact list, it'll say who it is. If it's not, it will ask, you know, you can click on it and you can tell the app to report this one because of the fact that you know they're up to no good, and then you can block it. So I thought about this and I'm blocking away. I've got all these with the same area code as my phone and the same first three digits. And I realized that using a little bit of the old combination of combinations and permutations, little mathematics, do you know how many combinations there are to four digits, the last four digits? There's 10,000. 10,000 combinations of four digits. So that means I'm blocking away. I'm going to be blocking and blocking and blocking for the longest time because of the fact they got 9,900 more to go, I guess, in order to, some of the numbers are obviously legitimate numbers, but the people that are spoofing these numbers, I don't know, have you ever bought anything from somebody calling you unsolicited and saying, I would like to offer you a lower rate on your credit card? I would like to offer you what, credit, we'll clean up your credit. We will sell you siding. We've got a free vacation to the Caribbean. We've got, I mean, the list is endless. And now I'm getting, I guess it's just a matter of numbers how many times I'm getting some lady who speaks, I think it's Chinese. It sounds like Chinese. And I don't know how many people they are calling that speak Chinese. But obviously, it's worth it to try. And so I guess if you speak Chinese and you hear somebody speaking Chinese, you must go, oh, well, this is good. Let me listen here. But still, I don't know why with our technology, why can't Apple or Google or AT&T or Verizon or any of these people, why can't they fix this? I remember when my email, remember when your email was full of spam? And the tech companies, I think Microsoft was one of those that went to work on, I mean, they were putting a lot of money and effort into getting rid of spam in your email. And I think they've done a good job. And I think Google and who else? Outlook, is that a Microsoft product? I think it is. Anyway, there's a bunch of them. They've done a good job. I almost never get spam anymore. Never in my email. It's a rare, rare, rare day. But on my phone? And I had one of those a couple of months ago. I did this a few years back where I captured the phone call from some guy who said he was from the IRS and that I owed a bunch of money and that if I did not want to have the IRS come by and literally take me into custody, that I better call them back and make arrangements for making payment on my tax bill to the IRS. So we recorded the call, and then I played it, and we called the number. Guess who we got? We got a real IRS agent. I'll never forget that. That was maybe 5-6 years ago. And this poor guy at the IRS knew immediately that, because apparently he sits there and gets thousands of these phone calls that have been directed to his phone number. Maybe I did not listen to the call well enough. Maybe they wanted you to pick up right away and make arrangements with them because they gave you a real number to the IRS. So if you checked it, it really was the IRS. And this guy was the most patient man I've ever talked to because he said, I just get thousands of these calls. My phone rings off the hook. He says, I don't know how they got my number, because they never give out individual numbers within the IRS. Never. So I don't know how if he got anybody, if the spam worked and people sent him. I guess it works. I presume that they are preying on elderly, maybe immigrants to the country that don't have a good command of English. I'm not sure, but I don't know how to stop these spams. I've got these apps I'm sitting there blocking away so that if they use that number, it will not work. But they've only got 9,999 other numbers to use and try and get through. So does anybody have a solution? And why? Because I want to get into this story about Donald Trump going after technology companies, Google and others, about manipulating the search engine so that you can't find anything about the president or about conservatives. But I don't care about that. I really don't. If I want to find something out about President Trump, I can find it. If I want to find something out from some conservative voice, I can find it. But I do not understand why these technology companies that seem to be able to figure out cool new things, why can't they stop these false spam advertisements. These people are if they're not crooks, they act like it. Nobody's doing anything about it. I'm getting more spam calls now on my cell phone than I have ever gotten before. So does anybody have a solution? And it also goes to the point where if you see a number while your phone is ringing and you look and you don't recognize the number, what do? I'll bet you most of you just go, I'm not going to answer it. So if somebody legitimately is trying to reach you, but you don't recognize their number because they're not in your contact list, then you gotta go through a bunch of hoops to try to reach back to the person, and it's just touching the same subject too many times. Very inefficient. Takes a lot of people's time. So does anybody have a solution? Because I want to get into technology and the president's complaint on his Twitter feed this morning about the fact that Google search results for Trump news shows only the viewing and reporting of fake news media. In other words, they have it rigged for me and others so that almost all stories and news is bad. Fake CNN is prominent. Republicans and conservatives and fair media shut out. Illegal? 96% of results on Trump news are from national left-wing media. Very dangerous. Google and others are suppressing voices of conservatives and hiding information and news that is good. They are controlling what we can and cannot see. This is a very serious situation, will be addressed. So do you want the government to get involved in determining what a search engine shows? That, and how do you stop these spam calls? 855-295-6600. You can find my phone numbers, all the contacts for the show on my website, TomSullivan.com.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
So what is the solution to spam calls? I don't know. Technology, you would think we can put a man on the moon, as they say. We should be able to stop spam calls. Travis Blue says, great topic, just like a landline. I hardly ever answer cell phone anymore. Leave a message or text, bad for business. Susan says, if I don't know the number, I don't answer. If it's important, they will leave a message. I block the number. Kaiser says, I had one call that said that I was in trouble and that the local police would be by to pick me up if I don't call them back. It was in a computer voice. Oh, boy. The message ran out before they could give me a number to call back. Uh-oh. My number is not listed. And Cyclone says, when this first started, I called Verizon. They said they can't do anything. Phishing, I think they called it. Yeah, Jay says, I bet it was the IRS guy's ex-wife or girlfriend who played that prank on him. Since I speak several languages, I just pretend not to understand what is being said over the phone. They just hang up. I know, once in a rare while, I will play along and pretend, you know, just take their time until they realize I don't know. It's a waste of everybody's time. 855-295-6600. Paul in great state of Michigan. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I don't think you can stop it at all. There's no way you can put a block on it. I'll tell you what, I've noticed that when I do financial information or financial transactions with banks, automatically, it's like it jump starts my scam calls. For some reason, they're like monitoring, or they're somehow watching the bank's computer network or whatever, and they trace it back to me. But I noticed a big surge in calls that day, and I'm averaging about 3 calls a day like you. This is what I've been told. This is what I've been told by someone that was fairly smart. This is what they're doing. They're taking a phone number out of the phone book. They're entering it into the computer, and they're having the computer call you using an innocent person's number. And you pick it up.
Right, spoofing. It's called spoofing.
Right, and it's a scam. And you go back, try to trace it back with the police or whatever. And because I went back to the one time I did this, I went back to the original number and the owner, and he said he gets scammed all the time on his number because they're using his number to scam people. And so blocking is not going to help. There's so many combination of numbers and stuff. So it's like you said, it's very frustrating, Tom.
It is. It's a waste of everybody's time. Have you ever heard or received any solicitation on the phone like that that you actually did business with? I don't know who they do business with.
No. What I do is I tell them, if the call's out of area, I tell them I only do transactions or business in area from business, in area business people. And then I also say, I'd love to meet you. And that ends that right there, you know?
When you say, I'd love to meet you, how do you say it in a, what kind of way are you implying that you'd like to meet them beyond business?
In your product. I'm interested in talking to you about it. Your product.
No, I was saying, I think it would be more hilarious to say, you sound really attractive. Would you like to meet?
No, I don't.
See what they say.
I don't go that route. But, Tom, keep this in the back of your mind, Tom. I've noticed a pattern. This is a lot. I get a big surge in calls right after I do open a bank or financial transactions. For some reason, there's a connection there. I don't know whether they're monitoring the bank, their computers or what, but I get a big surge in scam calls right after that.
Wow.
So keep that in the back of your mind when you get those scam calls, if it's after a bank transaction or something.
What do you mean by a bank transaction? Like you actually went into the bank or... Because I do stuff online all the time.
Yeah, when I go into the bank and I do transactions like loans buying things
I haven't been in a bank. Oh my gosh, I haven't been in a bank and I can't tell you the last time I was actually stepped foot inside a bank. Wow. Interesting association though. Paul, thank you. Appreciate the call. Wasn't a spam call, it was a good call.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. How are you? Happy Tuesday to you on this summer Tuesday. Spam calls. I've been inundated with them more now than I think ever before. I get about 3, maybe 4 a day. Most of them, in fact, I would say 99% of them are using, well, here it is, 7 minutes ago, my AT&T Call Protect grabbed an 866 number that just called me and just blocked it. They know that it is a spam call, and so... I'm getting some of these toll-free numbers, 866 and some of the others that are coming in, but most of them are using the first 3 digits of my area code and the first 3 digits of my phone number to make it look like it's your neighbor calling you. So the guy from Michigan who just called and said, I prefer to do business with people in my neighborhood, well, you're going to answer some of those phones then because it looks like, oh, it must be somebody from my neighborhood. But, yeah, I'm looking down my list of blocked calls and a lot of 866s. Whoever this isn't very smart because it's the same number keeps calling me over and over and over again, and they're blocked. So it never rings. It doesn't do a thing other than it just puts up a little message that this number was blocked. I love it. But that doesn't slow down the process. I don't know who these people are. I presume they're from overseas. That's why the FCC cannot get involved, can't stop them. But I'm looking for a solution, if you have one, on how to get these spam callers to... I don't know why the tech companies can't figure out a way to stop them. 855-295-6600. Rob in California. Hello, Rob.
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, so you're talking about spam calls, and I've worked for Android and for Verizon. I have a lot of experience with this, and the only way to get the information that you're talking about, regardless of if they're faking their number or faking their IMEI number, there's a way to get that information, and it's by subpoena. You contact a lawyer, have them write up an affidavit or a subpoena, and you contact your carrier, and they will give you the cell tower records of all of the information, transactions coming in and out of your phone from the tower. And the reason why you're not able to see the correct number is because there's actually apps out there that people are developing that are allowing just everyday people to go onto Google Play Store or iPhone App Store and download IMEI fakers. An IMEI number is your serial number that's tied to your cell phone.
Yeah.
And you can fake that number. You can fake your call number that you're calling from. You can nowadays even fake your IP address with VPNs and obscurification servers, which basically bounces your IP from country to country. And there's absolutely no way to find you.
I use VPN. And I like it, except for once in a while. I get stopped because they go, I don't know who you are or where you're calling from. I don't know how you're trying to connect to us, so go away. I have to actually change my IP address on the VPN in order to get through some of these places. But 90% of the time, it's great. I love it. But...
Right. So as far as the VPN, you can actually get a dedicated IP through your VPN, which is... basically like setting up a static IP through your VPN. So it holds your IP number on a server that's not your IPv6 address. It's a fake IPv6 address.
And it looks like I'm from Kansas or something. It doesn't say where I'm from.
Yeah, but you can still access your Netflix account and accounts like that because it's a dedicated IP for you only. So some VPNs will set that up for you, and that's a really nice service you can get. But as far as the stealth signals and stuff like that, a lot of these people are coming from India, like you said, and overseas because they won't extradite, they won't go after these people, and there's no way for the FCC to get involved. Or even what I do is there's a FBI Internet Crimes Division called the IC3, I believe it is, Internet Crimes Division 3. You can go on the FBI website and report stuff like that.
Been
affected.
Here's the problem. I like your knowledge, Rob. But the problem is, I'm not going to get a lawyer to go get a subpoena to go get the information that will lead me to somebody sitting in their basement in India. I mean, it just it's not worth it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I would think, though,
these are huge corporations in India. So these are giant setups that they have.
Sure. But why doesn't Verizon or other, I don't want to pick on Verizon, but why don't the carriers do this as a way to say, hey, come with us and you'll get less spam. I mean, we have better spam filters than the next guy. Use it as a marketing tool.
Right.
If they have it.
And Verizon and AT&T offer that, but like you're saying, there's no ultimate way to stop a call if somebody's faking an IMEI number or something like that. The only thing you can do is actually track them down. And sometimes they'll give you a number to call back if they put your system under arrest or if they're asking for ransom. There's ways to call that number through a virtual machine. A computer that's basically set up to where if they connect, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to get hacked or anything. you can use that virtual machine to get back into their network and find their exact location.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
So that's it. So in other words, what you're telling me is just deal with it until some. I would think somebody's working on it, though. I would hope. But what a pain. I just can't imagine people buy stuff. So they must be targeting or hoping that they will get somebody who is suffering from, I don't know, some Alzheimer's or something that doesn't know what they're doing and says, sure, here's my credit card number. I don't know. Sad. Anyway, Rob, thank you very much. Very interesting. Let's talk to Valerie, who's been waiting patiently. Hello, Valerie.
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Doing great. Great. What do you think?
Hey, you know, about 6 months ago, I really started getting a kick of all these kind of, you know, spam calls. And I don't know what I signed up for, but I was on healthcare auto dials, you know, solar energy, this and that, or, you know, it just was, you know, just terrible. And I did kind of like what you did, downloaded an app and, you know, did this blocking thing, but it just became so time consuming. And so, you know, what I really think, the solution that I ended up coming up with was using that technology against them. And what I mean by that is I went and got a Google Voice number since, you know, like the previous caller stated,
you can
go to these things and get these numbers. And so now I give them, you know, whenever I'm signing up for something, only my friends and family and the people that I want to have my phone number have my phone number. Everyone else gets this Google Voice thing, and I can kind of check it when I want to. And since then, Tom, it's been great. I can actually monitor, you know, the calls. The only thing
that aware of it, Google will give you a phone number. And the beauty of it is when somebody calls it, there's an email transcript of the call, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah, and I can see the call, see what, you know, pre-screen it to see if it's something that I want to, you know, call them back on. And, you know, it's the call comes back from the number that they called, so they know it's actually me. So, you know, that works great. But I've used it also to try and get the FCC involved. I've registered all my numbers, and like the previous caller said, they're spoofing these things, so it's not that if your number's on the do not call list. There's real no, you know, solution other than getting yourself a, you know, some sort of fake number or a Google Voice number, you know, that.
I have a Google Voice number. I think I might use that more frequently. I think that's a good suggestion. But, all right. Valerie, thank you very much. 855-295-6600. It's a real number. We'll be right back.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
Spam phone calls. I don't know what how we're going to stop this. You would think the technology companies would be on this. Kurt says, Tom, please plug what spam blocker you're using on your Apple phone, please. Sounds like you have a successful app. It's not that great. I thought it would be better, Kurt, but if you go to your app store, it is called Call Protect. And it is, I believe it's an AT&T product, but I don't think you have to have AT&T. I don't know. All I know is it's, I have no idea. I'm looking here. AT&T Call Protect. About. If you don't have AT&T, maybe it won't work. I don't know. But that's what I use. But all it does help. Yeah, I will see a bunch of little messages come up going spam call block, and a bunch of those will go through. So it doesn't ring, it doesn't bother you, you have no idea other than they give you a little message saying they blocked a phone call. But like I said, there's endless combinations and permutations involved, but it helps block a few. I wish that the tech companies would come up with a solution. Ryan in Yuba City, California. Hello, Ryan. Ryan? Hello? Hold on. I hear you coming. I hear you. I heard the phone move around. Why don't we go to Jeff in Redding, California. Hello, Jeff. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. What do you got?
Good. So I got an app that's called Should I Answer? I downloaded it from the Google Play Store.
Yeah?
It's a pretty good, you know, I was getting at least two of these calls a day.
Yeah.
Like these companies were just tag teaming, you know, trying to get information from me, you know.
Have you had the Chinese lady yet? Or she leaves voicemails. Most of these people won't leave a voicemail. The Chinese lady leaves a voicemail. I mean, it's...
Well, that's very polite of her.
Yes.
Very
nice. Very polite.
I was getting, you know, 80% of my calls were just hang-ups.
Yeah.
And I could figure out, you know, they take the time to call, but then as soon as I'd answer, they'd hang up.
Yeah, I don't understand. They've got to have some sort of lousy automated system. Or they're also connecting through a bunch of systems from some other part of the world.
Yeah. I don't understand the whole setup, and the whole scam period. But I was getting inundated with them, and I found Should I Answer in Google Play. There's a bunch of apps that you can download. Some of them you have to pay. Others, this one's free. So, of course, obviously, I took free.
Yeah, I'm cheap. I'm the cheapest of the cheapos. I don't think I have two apps that I'd pay anything for. The rest of them are all free.
I don't have any, Tom.
Well,
I don't have any.
The only two I have that are really not cheap either, but they're aviation ones that are great. But other than that, they're all free. Yeah. Yeah,
well, you want to pay for aviation at least.
Yeah, no, I mean it's absolutely amazing what these aviation apps can do when you're flying along. I mean, they've got weather and traffic and you name it. They will tell you depending upon where you are, and you want to land at an airport 300 miles away. It'll tell you exactly what time and at what descent rate you should go, so that when you get to the end of the runway, you will be right there.
It's doing a flight plan for you.
Yeah, total flight plans, all that. Yeah. Absolutely, all that. So I pay a couple hundred bucks for that every year, and I'm happy to do it. But other than that, nothing.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing. So Should I Answer, does it work?
Yeah, I was getting two of these calls a day for the most part, and so I downloaded this thing, and, you know, what have I got to lose, right? It was free.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Tom, my incoming calls have dropped by, I would say, at least 90%. And I've had this app for about 4 months now.
Well, it's also... You've got it out of the Google store. I've got an iPhone, so I just looked, and it's on iPhone as well. Should I Answer?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I recommend it.
I got a Should I Answer. Looks like it's free. I've got a Should I Answer for 99 cents. Which one should I do?
Well, this one here, what's the icon look like? The icon is a little cartoon octopus.
That's the free one. Yeah, they've got the cartoon octopus, and they've got another one with the international band sign, the circle with the red line through it. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah, I went with the one. Yeah, I don't know either. I took the one that had a little octopus on it, and what that does is that little octopus, if it doesn't know what the number is exactly, the little octopus will pop up and have a big question mark right in the middle of his head. and that's the cue for you to either answer it or just ignore it and block it. So you can answer it, and if it's a total scam, if it's a little Chinese lady talk trying to, you know, sell you something, you can you just hang up, and then the screen will go back to the should I answer screen, and if there's a button on there that says block, you press that button, but you want to leave a comment saying this is a negative call. And what that does is that puts it into the database of that's a negative call, and it won't allow that call.
So everybody helps everybody else by knowing that this was don't answer this number. Perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty much a community. But the thing is, Tom, is that the numbers that are hot that they know that are for 100% positive or scams, they won't let that number go through at all. It'll pop up with, you know, should I answer is blocked 364 calls in the past 3 months type of.
I love it.
You know, you'll get that little.
No, hey, yeah. Jeff, thank you. I've already put the app on my phone. So I owe you. I owe you one. This is great. So I hope I have the same results that you have on it. All right, should I answer? I got the little green octopus. I got to go check out to see what the 99-cent one does. I mean, for 99 cents, I don't know. Going to do much more? Anyway, Jeff, thank you very, very much. I appreciate your call. All right, speaking of digital, so the president sends out a tweet saying that Google search is only showing fake news. And it's rigged. And should the government regulate Google search?